Episode 96, Exploring the Role of Covenant Today.
Welcome to the Principles in Practice podcast. This is where we discuss biblical principles for life and learning. I'm your host, Heather Hall, and this is my co-host,
Brian Hall.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Principles in Practice homeschool podcast. In this episode, we're exploring the role of covenant today. And that's because today, the topic of covenant evokes strong emotions among many Christians. And the question is, why does the idea of being in covenant with God today upset some individuals? The premise for this episode is that Christians today are in a new covenant with Christ because we are living in the new covenant age.
We'll start by defining covenant in the Webster's 1828 dictionary. There's a few entries regarding a covenant. In theology, the covenant of works is that implied in the commands, prohibitions, and promises of God, the promise of God to man, that man's perfect obedience should entitle him to happiness. The covenant of redemption is the mutual agreement between the Father and the Son, respecting the redemption of sinners by Christ. And the covenant of grace is that by which God engages to bestow salvation on man upon the condition that man shall believe in Christ and yield obedience to the terms of the gospel.
Another primary source is the Bible itself. So using Strong's Concordance, we looked up the word testament, and it's the Greek word diatheke, and it's actually Strong's entry G1242. And the definition of that means a compact, a covenant, a testament. So the words covenant and testament can be used interchangeably. So many Bibles, the cover pages for the two divisions of the Bible are titled Old Testament and New Testament. As already addressed, testament is another word for covenant. So it really seems to be a disservice to Christians for the two divisions of the Bible to be termed as testaments versus covenants. In our day and age, testament often paints the picture of someone's testimony, one's word about an account.
Mm-hmm.
While the second division of the Bible does contain testimonies, its central theme is about salvation that comes through the Lord Jesus Christ. It's about the new covenant because of him. Within the pages of the New Testament, or New Covenant, we learn how God wants us to live. Therefore, we're in the new covenant age, and that's because of the work Jesus Christ did on the cross. When an individual converts to Christ, a transaction is made. The individual receives Holy Spirit. That is a transaction that happens between God and the believing individual. Because of this covenant with Christ, we are made a new creation in Christ. We're changed from the inside out as Holy Spirit regenerates us throughout our lives, and our minds are renewed by God's word. That change within us has an outworking. We think differently than those of the world. Thereby, we live differently as we choose to govern ourselves under God. Thinking with a renewed mind, being changed internally, and living differently are effects of being in covenant with Christ.
So there's a few Bible verses that back this up. And you're not going to see them if you look up covenant in the Bible. There's a few that are just referring to testament, which is, as Heather was explaining, is the same as covenant. So Matthew 26:28 says, "For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." Then Mark 14:24 says, "And he said unto them, This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many." Also there's Luke 1:72, "To perform the mercy promised to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant." And then Luke 22:20, "Likewise also the cup after supper, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you." And also in Acts 3:25, says, "Ye are the children of the prophets and of the covenant, which God made with our father, saying unto Abraham, And in thy seed shall all the kindreds of the earth be blessed."
So within all of those verses, when the word testament is used or the word covenant is used, it's the same Greek word we talked about toward the beginning of the podcast episode, which is diatheke. So on the note of covenant, Christ, and history, in his book, The Biblical Structure of History, The Unfolding of God's Redemptive Purposes, Gary North states, There is a single theme for all of human history after the fall of man, the transition from wrath to grace. The basis of grace is the spread of the gospel of Jesus Christ. This is the offer of redemption to individuals and institutions. Wherever sin is present, the gospel offers redemption. Sin is present in every institution. Sin is present in every society. Mankind and mankind's works are under sin, and therefore, mankind and mankind's works are subject to redemption by the grace of God. This view of history is anathema to humanist historians. It testifies to God's providential control over history. It also testifies to a final judgment. Humanist historians prefer to argue that history has no structure. However, if mankind's history has no structure, then there is no such thing as universal history. There can be regional histories, up to and including Western civilization, but there cannot be a universal history. All of this has to do with worldviews, and in the same book, Gary North notes this about worldviews. He said, "My book is about the debate between covenant keepers and covenant breakers over the foundation of history, the understanding of history, the laws of history, the meaning of history, the scope of history, and the future of history. Covenant keepers and covenant breakers have radically different views on these issues. That is because they have radically different definitions of God, man, law, sanctions, and time. Most covenant keepers are naive about the irreconcilable warfare between covenant keepers and covenant breakers. Covenant keepers have adopted the official doctrine of the covenant breakers, the myth of neutrality. Jesus was clear that there can be no neutrality regarding him. In Matthew 12:30, Jesus teaches, "He that is not with me is against me, and he that gathereth not with me scattereth abroad." So it's amazing to me how some who claim Christianity are vehemently against the thought of the pilgrims, for example, being in covenant with God. Additionally, they're adamant that America is not, cannot, and ought not to be a Christian or biblical form of government.
The pilgrims came westward to share the gospel and to disciple new believers in the Christian faith. Because they were in covenant with God, they knew that the gospel is for all mankind. Additionally, they comprehended the importance of discipling nations as Christ commanded. In Matthew 28:19-20, Jesus teaches us, "Go ye therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, and teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." Amen. So despite that commandment, some Christians' worldview is that subjects and spheres of life are neutral. They believe in a sacred-secular divide. Such thinking is Platonic thinking. It is not biblical thinking and reasoning.
Right, and someone's worldview is going to be in effect, whether it's teachers, the philosophy, method, and content of a curriculum, legislation, forms of government, home government. Covenant keepers are Christians who remain within the agreement of thinking and living according to God's principles. They know and believe that they are ambassadors of Christ and that there is a natural outworking of the internal changes within them because of Christ, and they embrace the following. Psalm 33:12a, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord." And Proverbs 29:2, "When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn." So my counsel to homeschooling parents is this. If you are looking for a homeschool curriculum, not limited to, but in particular to history, I would be cautious of individuals who claim that history is neutral, because it isn't neutral. None of the subjects are neutral. Education itself isn't neutral. If the curriculum is not teaching that Christ is the foundation of all of the subjects, and if it's not teaching God's hand in history, or what we refer to frequently as providential history, then that's something to weigh heavily before you start using it to disciple your children.
As always, if you're looking for additional resources or support, you can visit our website at principalacademy.com, check out our shop and our blog, and you can also find us on Facebook at Christian Homeschooling with Bible Principles, also on Instagram under Principal Academy. Thanks so much for joining us.
All right. Well, this is Heather Hall.
And this is Brian Hall.
For Christ and His glory.